Support for this podcast and the following message come from SAP Concur. Employees can submit expenses and invoices from anywhere, and you get the visibility and control you need to drive your business forward. Learn more at concur.com/WSJ.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And the White House has met with the top tech leaders at an official AI summit. Tech chief executives discussed artificial intelligence and the future of the workforce at the White House and where everything stands. Where does everything stand? We'll find out what we know after these tech headlines. So the top U.S. general has a plea to Google. Work with us. The Journal CIO blog says Marine General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says he does not understand why companies like Google work with China, but not the U.S. military. The Journal has more on how he may be referring to Google earlier this year, removing its bid for a $10 billion cloud contract with the Defense Department. It also did not renew a Pentagon effort analyzing drone imagery following employees' protests. Read more at WSJ.com. Chinese regulators have set up a new committee to review online games in a step video game industry execs and consultants said presaged an end to a crippling freeze on new game approvals. Regulators haven't approved the sale of new titles since March after a state media campaign criticized games for being too violent and addictive for young people. The intervening freeze has battered the bottom lines of shares of video game companies, including Tencent, the industry behemoth. Late last week, call service in Japan went down for hours. It appears that SoftBank Group's Chinese mobile unit suffered a nationwide network breakdown. The Journal reports that the network failure was resolved quickly and arose because of a software glitch that affected Ericsson telecom equipment worldwide. Coming up, wary of future job losses, the White House convenes with top tech leaders for a big AI summit.
IBM is working with clients to put smart to work and bring progress to everyone. Together with IBM, experts are putting smart to work to help the environment, improve safety on the road, and make progress. Not just for a few of us, but for all of us. Because while technology has never been smarter, smart only matters when you put it to work. Let's put smart to work. Find out how at ibm.com/smart/UK.
Late last week, tech leaders discussed at the White House hopes for closer collaboration with the government on artificial intelligence and support for U.S. workers likely to be impacted by its rise. Ivanka Trump helped convene the roundtable with the CEOs, including Microsoft's Satya Nadella, Google's Sundar Pichai, and other notable attendees, including former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. Here to talk about what we know happened and what we don't is The Wall Street Journal's Douglas McMillan joining us via Skype. Hi, Douglas.
Hi there.
It appears as though there's been a heightened level of concern. It almost appears as though, you know, all the adults are getting into a big room and about to discuss something serious. So what is the state of concern as it pertains to AI's impact on, you know, the U.S. workforce and our essential future as a whole?
Yeah, there's a number of topics that they covered at this meeting. The main one probably was AI and this concern that as more and more of our world gets automated and more industries become automated, that a lot of jobs will be replaced by robots and that millions of American workers like truck drivers and retail cashiers and probably many others that we're not thinking of yet will potentially be out of work. Those people will be searching for new jobs. So the White House has been thinking about this and has been, Ivanka Trump in particular, has been leading some efforts to try to think about how we can prepare those kinds of American workers for jobs of the future, try to get them new skills, try to arm them with some data about the job market. But really what is crucial about this push and really the only way that this is going to work is if they have the support of industry and if they have leading companies like Google and Microsoft involved at the very beginning and coming up with solutions for you know this potential crisis in the American workforce and the American economy.
And I know it was a very closed door meeting, but there is such question about where that relationship stands, where big tech stands with big government. It certainly had a rocky relationship, and going into it, there were a lot of questions about where that dynamic stands.
Actually, surprisingly, very little from inside the meeting has leaked out. We were unable to get much information about actual content of the discussion. We do know that President Trump himself made it a brief appearance towards the end of the meeting, but we don't know exactly what happened. We don't know exactly what people said. I think to some extent, this was not a formality, but this was a way to kind of help the relations between White House and Silicon Valley. Those relationships had become a little icy. In the first few months of President Trump's tenure in office, you know, he enacted this travel ban that the CEOs of tech companies protested against. They have been vocal, outspoken critics of other policies, including his immigration policies, his climate change policies. So there has been kind of this this tense relationship between tech and the White House. I think what we saw was evidence that CEOs such as Sundar Pichai at Google, while they may have their disagreements with Trump's policies, they see a need to work with this administration. And they see an opportunity to kind of build some initiatives together to work together on key areas such as AI, where more and more tech companies are calling on the government to help regulate that.
Right. And, you know, what's really sort of interesting, you look at this impressive list, what's almost more impressive is who's not on it. The top three tech companies were missing. So what do we know about any of those relationships?
Yes. So three of the largest tech companies in the world, Amazon, Facebook, and Apple, were not invited to this meeting, according to a senior administration official. It's unclear how much to read into that. There are signs that the White House is engaging with some of those companies. Ivanka Trump personally had breakfast in a meeting with Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, during an event a few weeks ago in Idaho, where they were talking about the need for STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and math skills for young people in America. So, at least in that case, it doesn't seem like Apple was snubbed. You know, Facebook has a lot of its own issues going on right now with Washington, so perhaps they're is not the best relationship there. But, you know, I think we should keep an eye on that and see if these are the companies that are involved in these discussions going forward. Certainly, if you're having a discussion about the future of AI, you want to have the key leaders in that at the table. Amazon, Facebook, Microsoft, Google, Apple, these are the U.S. titans of artificial intelligence. And from a competition standpoint, from an American competition standpoint, the U.S. government needs these companies in order to compete with China, which is quickly becoming a world leader in artificial intelligence. And its own companies are, you know, going head to head with these American companies in this field of AI for talent, for new products that they put in the market, and for, you know, radical new uses of AI that we haven't even thought of yet. So the U.S. government needs to have a foster close relationship with relationships with all of these companies in order to make sure it's continuing to compete on the global stage.
Very good. Yeah, like you said, it's we don't know much, but we know that there's an important conversation that's been started. So it'll be interesting to see how this all pans out. Douglas, as usual, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
As usual, Douglas has all things Google-related covered at WSJ.com. That is it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.